Over in the book of Joel, the first chapter, I'd like to read some of this to you, and I'd like for you to think on it just a little bit. Sometimes, you know, it's good if you can listen to the Word of God and just think on it as to what it means. It said, "The word of the Lord that came to Joel, the son of Pethuel, hear this, ye old men, and give ear, all ye inhabitants of the land. Hath this been in your days, or even in the days of your fathers? Tell ye your children of it, and let your children tell their children, and their children another generation. That which the palmer worm hath left, hath the locust eaten. And that which the locust hath left, hath the canker worm eaten. And that which the canker worm hath left, hath the caterpillar eaten. Awake, ye drunkards, and weep. And howl, all ye drinkers of wine, because of the new wine, for it is cut off from your mouth. For a nation is come up upon my land, strong and without number, whose teeth are the teeth of a lion, and he hath the cheek teeth of a great lion. He hath laid my vine waste and barked my fig tree. He hath made it clean bare and cast it away. The branches thereof are made white. Lament like virgins girded with sackcloth for the husband of her youth. The meat offering and the drink offering is cut off from the house of the Lord. The priests, the Lord's ministers, mourn. The field is wasted, the land mourneth, for the corn is wasted. The new wine is dried up, the oil languisheth. Be ye ashamed, O ye husbandmen. Howl, O ye vine dressers, for the wheat and for the barley, because the harvest of the field is perished. The vine is dried up, and the fig tree languisheth. The pomegranate tree, the palm tree also, and the apple tree, even all the trees of the field are withered, because joy is withered away from the sons of men. Girt yourself and lament, ye priests. Howl, ye ministers of the altar. Come lie all night in sackcloth, ye ministers of my God. For the meat offering and the drink offering is withholden from the house of your God. Sanctify ye a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the elders and all the inhabitants of the land into the house of the Lord your God, and cry unto the Lord. Alas for the day of the Lord is at hand. And as a destruction from the Almighty shall it come. Is not the meat cut off before our eyes? Yea, joy and gladness from the house of our God. The seed is rotten under their clods. The garners are laid desolate. The barns are broken down, for the corn is withered. How do the beasts groan? The herds of cattle are perplexed, because they have no pasture. Yea, the flocks of sheep are made desolate. O Lord, to thee will I cry, for the fire hath devoured the pastures of the wilderness, and the flame hath burned all the trees of the field. The beasts of the field cry also unto thee, for the rivers of waters are dried up, and the fire hath devoured the pastures of the wilderness. Blow ye the trumpet in Zion, and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand. A day of darkness and of gloominess, a day of clouds and of thick darkness, as the morning spread upon the mountains. A great people and a strong there hath not been never the like, neither shall there be any more after it, even to the years of many generations. A fire devoureth before them, and behind them a flame burneth. The land is as the garden of Eden before them, and behind them a desolate wilderness. Yea, and nothing shall escape them. The appearance of them is as the appearance of horses, and as horsemen so shall they run. Like the noise of chariots on the tops of mountains shall they leap, like the noise of a flame of fire that devoureth the stubble, as a strong people set in battle array. Before their face the people shall be much pained. All faces shall gather blackness. They shall run like mighty men. They shall climb the wall like men of war. And they shall march every one on his way, and they shall not break their ranks. Neither shall one thrust another. They shall walk every one in his path, And when they fall upon the sword, they shall not be wounded. They shall run to and fro in the city. They shall run upon the wall. They shall climb up upon the houses. They shall enter in at the windows like a thief. The earth shall quake before them. The heavens shall tremble. The sun and the moon shall be dark, and the stars shall withdraw their shining. And the Lord shall utter his voice before his army, for his camp is very great, for he is strong that executeth his word. For the day of the Lord is great and very terrible, and who can abide it? Therefore also now saith the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your heart, and with fasting, and with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your heart, and not your garment. And turn unto the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and repenteth him of the evil. Who knoweth if he will return and repent, and leave a blessing behind him? Even a meat offering and a drink offering unto the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion, sanctify a fast, call a solemn assembly. Gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children and those that suck the breast. Let the bridegroom go forth of his chamber, and let the bride out of a closet. Let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep between the porch and the altar, and let them say, spare thy people, O Lord, and give not thine heritage to reproach, that heathens should rule over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, where is their God? Then will the Lord be jealous for his land and pity his people. Yea, the Lord will answer and say unto his people, behold, I will send you corn and wine and oil, and ye shall be satisfied therewith, and I will no more make you a reproach among the heathen. But I will remove far off from you the northern army, and will drive him into a land barren and desolate, with his face toward the east, and his hind part toward the utmost sea, and his stink shall come up, and his ill savour shall come up, because he hath done great things. Fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things. Be not afraid, ye beast of the field, for the pastures of the wilderness do spring. For the tree beareth her fruit, the fig tree and the vine do yield their strength. Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God. For he hath given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. And the floors shall be full of wheat, and the vat shall overflow with wine and oil. And I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten, the canker worm and the caterpillar and the pommel worm, my great army which I sent among you. And ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God that hath dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be ashamed. And ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel and that I am the Lord your God and none else. And my people shall never be ashamed. And it shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out my spirit. And I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillar of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and the terrible day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Far in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call. For behold, in those days and in that time, when I shall bring again the captivity of Judah and Jerusalem, I will also gather all nations and will bring them down into the valley of Jehoshaphat, and will plead with them there for my people and for my heritage Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations and parted my land. And they have cast lot for my people, and have given a boy for a harlot and sold a girl for wine, that they might drink. Yea, and what have you to do with me, O Tyre and Zidon, and all the coast of Palestine? Will you render me a recompense? And if you recompense me swiftly and speedily, will I return your recompense upon your own head? Because you have taken my silver and my gold and have carried into your temples my goodly pleasant things. The children also of Judah and the children of Jerusalem have you sold unto the Grecians, that ye might remove them far from their border. Behold, I will raise them out of the place where ye have sold them, and will return your recompense upon your own head. And I will sell your sons and your daughters into the hand of the children of Judah, and they shall sell them to the Sabaeans, to a people far off, for the Lord has spoken it. Proclaim ye this among the Gentiles, prepare war, wake up the mighty men, let all the men of war draw near, let them come up, beat your plowshares in the swords and your pruning hooks in the spears. Let the weak say, I am strong. Assemble yourselves and come all ye heathen, and gather yourselves together round about thither, cause thy mighty ones to come down, O Lord. Let the heathen be wakened and come up to the valley of Jehoshaphat, for there will I sit to judge all the heathen round about. Put ye in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come get ye down, for the press is full. The vat overflows, for their wickedness is great. Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. The sun and the moon shall be darkened, and the stars shall withdraw their shining. The Lord also shall roar out of Zion and utter his voice from Jerusalem. And the heavens and the earth shall shake, but the Lord will be the hope of his people and the strength of the children of Israel. So shall ye know that I am the Lord your God, dwelling in Zion, my holy mountain. Then shall Jerusalem be holy, and there shall no stranger pass through her any more. And it shall come to pass in that day that the mountain shall drop down new wine, and the hills shall flow with milk, and all the rivers of Judah shall flow with waters, and the fountain shall come forth of the house of the Lord, and shall water the valley of Shittim. Egypt shall be a desolation, and Edom shall be a desolate wilderness, for the violence against the children of Judah, because they have shed innocent blood in their land. But Judah shall dwell forever in Jerusalem from generation to generation, for I will cleanse their blood that I have not cleansed, for the Lord dwelleth in Zion. All right, now let's read the entire book of Joel, which is only a few passages of Scripture. And sometimes it helps us to understand the Scripture better if we can read a little of it. Notice now, he said that the palmer worm, the locust, the caterpillar, all of these, he said, hath eaten up everything. They've come over the land. They've destroyed. And he said it was a day of darkness, a day of gloominess, a day of clouds, a day of thick darkness, as the morning spread upon the mountains. He said there had never been a time like it before. And he said that this great power that was to sweep over the earth would literally devour the earth, take everything that was in the earth, corrupt the earth, take away all of your defense, that you wouldn't have any defense whatsoever, that when this great army that God would bring, that he called his army, when this great army come, it would just literally sweep over the land and nothing would be left. And I think today that you and I can very soberly and successfully say that it has happened to that extent, that the locust and the caterpillar and the canker worm and all the others have literally swept over the earth until there's nothing that is decent and virtuous and left anymore. No life is left in the earth anymore. And he said the seed, said it hath rotten under the clod. Now we spoke of this not too long ago, that the seed, referring back to the Word of God, they've changed the seed, that is the truth of God's Word, into a lie. It has become rotten, and instead of producing life, it is rotten under the clod, and they're preaching heresy and ideas and everything but the sound, sober Word of God. And he said here that the heat, the fire, are referring to the lust of the flesh and the power of the consummation of evil, that is, as literally burned the pastures up, and referring to people as trees that all have been burned by the lust of the flesh, and they have literally been devoured, have been scorched, have been burned. And he said, these evil powers have barked my trees until they are clear, are cleaned from the evil powers to the extent that there's nothing left of godliness or covering of righteousness. And he said that this has allowed the trees to be abused to rot. And then he said the pastures are literally burned up. And he said the flocks of the sheep, they are made desolate. They don't have any pasture and they don't have any water. They don't have anything to look to, that they're just wandering here and there. And that the herd is just perishing because there is nobody that cares for them. And he warned the people that they should call a solemn assembly, declare a fast, and not the fast as the Jews declared, but he said that they should declare a fast, call a solemn assembly, that they should get together to ask God to give them the latter rain. To give them the latter rain. You know, when Elijah stood in that day and Elijah declared that for 3.5 years that there would not be any water, they had to start praying for rain. And I believe with all of my heart that this is the hour when we need to call upon God and pray that God will give us some rain. The Bible said in the time of the latter rain that if we will pray that God will hear from heaven and God will make bright clouds. Is that right? And so then I believe that it's time for God to give us some bright clouds. I've said this a lot of times. There's an old saying, when a man gets upset with another, he says, I'll cloud up and rain all over you. And I think it's about time that we got mad at the devil and clouded up and rained all over God's people everywhere with righteousness and with the Holy Ghost and rained all over the devil with the wrath of God, don't you? I think it's time that we begin to do something for God, because he said if you'd pray in the time of the latter rain that I will make bright clouds and I'll not only give you the latter rain. He said I've given you the former rain moderately. I've given you a Pentecost. I've given you the church ages. I've given you the moving of the Spirit. He said, but in the latter times I'll really pour out the Spirit of God upon you. Whereas I know when he says the former rain, he's speaking of the law. When he said the former light, he's speaking of the law. And he's speaking of that rain that come down upon the Jews just in the precipitation that come through Moses and the teachings of the commandments of God. And I know when he says latter rain, he's speaking of Pentecost and the church ages. But I know that he said that the sun would become sevenfold in the latter time. That the light would double and triple itself and go beyond that. And that in this latter time that all of the water should come upon us. That God not only would give us a watering for the Spirit, but God would give us a watering for the body, and God would give us a great move of the Spirit to where we can be resurrected in the power of God's Spirit and in the power of God's grace and the power of God's love, and we can see souls won to God even at the end time. And I believe that we're living in the hour of the end time right now. It is my conviction that something is happening, that the Spirit of God is beginning to move. And he told him here in the writings of Joel, he said, the land languisheth. He said, all of the beasts of the field, they mourn. He said, because the joy of the Lord is taken from my people. All of the joy of God is gone, he said, from my people. It's been taken away. You know the thing that causes the joy of the Lord to leave? It's condemnation. It's condemnation. I said to my wife today, I said, Betty, if you'll watch people walk up and down the street, I said, they try to make believe that they're happy. They will try to smile and they'll try to put on as though they're very pleasant with one another. I said, but they cannot be happy and they don't have any joy. And I said, the reason they don't have any joy is because they have lost all of the virtues of their life. They've lost all of the virtues of their life, and they have become polluted in their minds, and their thinking is polluted, for the seed is rotten under the clod.
and it's not producing anything good, it's producing something bad. Did you know that today people are literally rotting on the inside? Cancer and TB and paralysis, and that seed of life that should be producing the radiance of life and the power and energy of life, it's producing cancer and it's producing every ungodly thing that can destroy the human being so far as his physical health. You know why? Because men are sinning against God. Men are drawing farther away from God. Men are failing to go on with God. Men are not looking to God. Men are not praying. Men are not fasting. Men are not living holy. Men are doing everything but what God has asked them to do. And so they're withdrawing from God. They're losing all of their virtues of life. They're becoming corrupt. They can't think pure anymore. They can't talk pure anymore. They can't have a conversation that's godly anymore. They can't let their conversation be in heaven. They must talk about the degraded evil things of this world instead of looking to God and keeping a holy conversation. They're doing that, and because of that, they cannot have any joy. When they go down the street and they try to have a little joy, the condemnation strikes their heart. The accusations strike their minds. The devils and demons of oppression begin to flood their soul and begin to flood their mind, and the weights begin to come down upon them, and they find out they can't get up from under that weight to have any real, genuine joy. He said, and the beast of the field moan, and the land languisheth, because the joy of the Lord is gone. Oh, my brother, sister, when God speaks of beasts, He's not just talking about cows and donkeys. He's not just talking about horses and dogs. He's talking about human beings that's not born of God, because to God they're nothing more than a beast. Is that right? You are nothing more than a beast unless you're born of the Spirit of God and unless you can become a son and a daughter of God. You'll perish with the world, and everything about you will just perish. Fold up and they'll lay it away because you've not made that crossing. Hallelujah. Like the song said, when I get down to the Jordan, I don't want to cross it by myself. All right. So he said then, the land languish. There's no joy. Why is there no joy? He said, I'm going to give you some new wine. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that mother said to them at that last feast, down that supper, when Jesus did His first miracles, the mother said, listen, whatever He says to you, said you do it. It'll be all right, just do it. That's the trouble today. When God tells us something, we're afraid to do it. We're afraid that God can't look after His business, isn't that right? We're so afraid that God can't take care of it, that we draw back from what God tells us to do. We say, oh my, why, we could never do that. That's too great for me. My brother, sister, it's too great for you. It's too great for me. But is there anything too hard for God? Is there anything too hard for God? When Sarah laughed over there, God said through the angel of the Lord, said, why did Sarah laugh? Why do you doubt? Jesus said, why? Does thoughts arise within your heart? Oh, my brother, my sister, why does thoughts arise in your heart? Is there anything too hard for God? Why do we doubt? Why do we doubt? Whatever He says to you, you do it. What is He going to do? Said, fill up those water pots. Glory to God, there's one thing we need to do. The Bible said, my people have committed two evils. They've hewed them out some systems, and they're leaky systems, and they're broken systems. And the Bible said another thing they've done, they've forsaken not only the living water, but the living God. And they've hewed themselves out systems, broken systems, that won't hold water. But she said, fill up the water pots. Some of you need to fill up your water pot. Glory to God, it was in the evening time when the virgins went out to draw water that they filled up their water pots. It was at that time that God sent His servant by the hand of Abraham and found the woman for His son, the promised son. Hallelujah, the one that he came looking for. Eliezer, that typified the Holy Ghost, that was coming down there for the father of the faithful, that showed God. Coming there for the promised son Isaac, which showed Jesus. Looking for that bride, Rebecca, which showed the bride of the church. He was looking for a woman with a water pot full. Glory to God, he wanted somebody that had the water pot filled up. And the woman, the mother, said, fill up the water pots. My brother, sister, we need to fill up the water pots. We're in a hot, dry, thirsty, barren land, but we need to fill up the water pots. And we need to be full of water to where we can help those that have need of being helped out in the world. I wonder sometimes what we're doing for those that are out in the world. All around the world, people are begging for just one little sip of water. And the rich man in hell said, give me just a little taste. Oh, Father Abraham, let him come and dip his finger in some water and touch my parching tongue. We need to fill up the water pots. She said, whatever he tells you, do it. I believe that if we could ever get around to the place to where we could believe God, that we would do whatever he told us. And if we would do what God told us to do, that the first thing that we do, we get our water pots filled up. Hallelujah. One of the great sayings of the early church was, be filled with the Spirit. Brother, we need to be full of the Spirit. We need our water pots filled up. We don't need to be just partially filled. The Bible said that they filled the water pots to the brim. And then came Jesus. It's when you fill up your water pot that then Jesus will appear on the scene and God will turn the water into wine. The power, hallelujah, the glory of God will move. You say, what do you mean, Brother Pike? The Bible said, wine maketh the heart merry. He said, I'll give you the new wine. And the joy will come back into the church when the heart gets merry. I stand at the door and I knock. And he that openeth unto me, I will come in. I will sup with him. If he'll fill up his water pot, I'll turn it into wine. I'll make his heart merry. I'll make his heart merry. Is that right? And then the joy of the Lord will return. The land languisheth, and the beasts mourn, because the joy of the Lord is lifted. But brother, sister, is going to take me a coming concern. If I want to have water, I'm going to have to draw some out of the well of salvation by means of joy. I'm going to have some joy. Hallelujah. If I can get a little joy. If I can get a little joy, you know what will happen? Then that thing called Gabriella will start. Hallelujah. That great, wonderful thing that we refer to tonight, that great, wonderful strength, that power of Gabriella will start. Hallelujah. The strength of God will come in, my brother. Did you know that when wine begins to ferment, it's got strength? It's got strength. That's the trouble with some of the people today. You put this new wine in and it blows the water pot up. Did you know that? You can't put new wine into old bottles. Glory to God, you've got to be a new bottle, folks. It takes a new bottle for this new wine. You go out there to some of these orders of the world and you try to tell them about the revelation of Jesus Christ and tell them about the great wine of God that God said he would give in the latter times, and they'll blow up on you. They can't take it. You know, they say they used to use skins. Put that wine into the skin, it has to be a fresh new skin. Why? Because that wine begins to boil around in there and push, and it's got to be a tender skin that'll stretch and give. They called it a bottle. And it'll stretch and stretch till that wine just stretches out all it wants to. But you take an old bottle, it's done got hard. It's done got hard. It's done got set in its ways. It's done got hard, and you put that new wine in there, it wants to stretch out a little bit, and crack goes the bottle, and out goes the wine. Hallelujah. But I'm glad that God's got some new bottles tonight. I'm glad that God's got some new bottles tonight. Why did God say, I'll give you the new wine? Because he's got some new bottles somewhere. Hallelujah. This great, wonderful moving of the Spirit that maketh the heart merry. God is going to bring it because he's got some new bottles. He's got some new bottles. Hallelujah. You feel that wine tonight? I feel it fermenting already, don't you? Oh, Brother Tommy made some wine. Glory to God, about time we sit after that tent, Tommy made some wine. You know, we sit over yonder, we got some of those muscadines or grapes or whatever there was. Grapes from over yonder. Brother Nix brought them over here. And we spoke of Canaan about that time. And Brother Tommy, he just come over and he got a batch of them and he made them into wine. And he brought it out last night and he was giving everybody a sip. And I had to fuss a little bit because some wanted more than a sip. It was new wine. Hallelujah! David got a hold of that and he said, "Whew, this is the best wine I ever tasted." Talking after that fashion now. Oh, this is some of the best wine. Hallelujah. She said, just do whatever he told you to do. All right. He said, fill up those water pots. My brother, be full of the Spirit. Be full of the Spirit. Fill those water pots up. Don't have broken systems. Don't forsake the living God. The Word. The Word is the living God. Don't let the seed rot under the clod. Hallelujah. Don't let the land languish. Don't let the trees be burned up. But be full of the Spirit of God. The Bible said the trees of God are full of sap. You can't burn a green tree. You ever tried to burn a green tree? Why, I've cut down green trees and throw them on the fire and they just sit there and bubble and sizzle. They wouldn't burn. They won't burn. You can't burn green trees. They'll just bubble and sizzle and char away. They won't burn. Isn't that right? The trees of God. You just can't burn the trees of God up. There ain't no way. Fill up the water pots. Get the water pot full. Get full of the Spirit. And then when you get full of the Spirit, God said, after those water pots was filled up, he said, bring them to me. Hallelujah. Once you get your water pot filled up, take it to God. That's another thing. We become selfish. If we try to fill our water pot up, we've got all kinds of ideas. We've got our ministry. We've got our plans. We've got our programs. We've got our way in life. We don't want to share with God. But he said, bring that water pot to me. What you want to do is submit this thing unto God. Give God your best, my brother, sister. Submit it unto Christ. Bring that water pot to me. And when he brought it, the Bible said Jesus turned the water into wine. It was at the marriage supper of the Lamb, that Jesus turned the water into wine. Which ones did he turn into wine? The ones that had their water pots full. Glory to God, it's time for the moving of the Spirit. Everybody that's got their water pot full, Jesus fixing to turn into wine. Hallelujah! God's fixing to turn it into wine. You can get ready. The power of God's coming. And what do they call the stimulation of revelation? You're going to begin to move. The stimulation of revelation. Oh, Brother Brown used to call it the stimulation of revelation. It's going to move. Hallelujah. Jesus said, bring those water pots to me. And when them people got a hold of that wine, it was like David and the people the other night when Tommy come over with the new wine. Somebody said, yum, yum, yum. Hallelujah. They turned that wine up and they began to drink it. And somebody said, wow, did you ever taste any wine like that? That fellow said, well, I never tasted a wine like that. No, not in all of my years I never done it. Never have I tasted wine like that. Oh, glory to God. Said, surely, surely. Said, I never heard of this. Said, I never heard of such. Said, men always give you, you know, a little good wine, get you good and drunk. And then they give you that bad stuff down there because you don't know the difference. Said, but man, it's the taste of stuff. Said, this fella has saved the best wine to the last. And Solomon said, the end of the matter is better than the beginning. Hallelujah. Said, he done saved the best to the last. Glory to God, he done saved the best to the last. He's done saved the best to the last. This is the best wine. Somebody said, where is that Elijah? Ahab said, if I can find him, I'll get his head for this. And about that time he stepped out, and old brother Obadiah said, Elijah is here. And here come that fellow was going to take his head off. Where is he at? Hallelujah! Where is he at? And I got a feeling when he got over there close to Elijah, he probably said, my Lord Elijah, where you been? We've been in a bad fix. It's been dry right here. Hallelujah! He probably had to stand there till he could get his composure and get his strength back. And when he saw old brother Elijah wasn't going to bother him, he waxed a little bolder. He said, you've been causing us trouble. Elijah said, it ain't me that caused the trouble, you troublemaker. I said, you see here, I'm the king. You don't talk to me like that. Since when do you tell the king what to do? Elijah said, you go do such and such. And we're going to meet at Mount Carmel and you do such and such. Now you see here, you don't tell me what to do. Elijah said, thus saith the Lord. You'll be there at Mount Carmel if you want any water. He probably said, yes, my Lord Elijah. You know, God can get you into a place to where you'll listen, folks. That's right. I've seen the time, you know, I might not have been too good a listener, but after God got through with me, I was a pretty good listener. It got to the place to where he could say, George, I'd say, yes, sir. Yes, sir. He said, I want you, yes, sir, whatever you say, it's all right with me. You know, you start off serving God, and God will say, I want you to do well. I don't know about that. Lord, I don't. You know, and you'll argue and you'll fuss, but after a while, when you go through the fire and you come out, and the Lord will say, hey, Brother Taylor, say, yes, sir, Lord. Anything you got planned, you just map it out. We'll be on our way. Praise God. Isn't that wonderful? God said, Elijah, I want you to sit down here, take a little nap now. I want you to wake up and eat a cake, and I want you to travel about 40 days, and I don't want you to bother me no more about food. Now, let's don't talk about it no more. We're not going to the hamburger shops. And we're not going to the ice cream parlor. Don't bother me no more about it, Elijah. And Moses, I want you to eat you a good meal. And we're going up on the mountain. It's going to be about 40 to 80 days up there. And we're not going to be drinking and eating. And I don't want you to bother me about it. Somebody could say, now, wait a minute, Lord. Moses goes, now wait a minute, now this thing, you know, people think we're fanatic over this thing, and that's going too far, because you know medical science says you can't do that. But the Lord will say, I'll hear no more about it, Moses. I'll meet you on the mountain. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody said, but I'm supposed to go visit with my grandmother. God said, I'll meet you in the prayer closet. I don't want to hear no more about it. Say, but Lord, this is the time of my vacation. We was planning to go to the mountains. Said, I'll see you at the tent up in Jeffersonville. Don't let me hear no more about it. Somebody say, I love Jesus. I love Jesus. Fill up the water pots. Let's get up to Jeff and let's do something for God. There's going to be people that's going to be wanting to hear from Christ. In these meetings, we're expecting to reach the people for God. I'm expecting to carry some water pots full of water. I don't want to carry a bunch of water pots that ain't got no water in it. They're going to be thirsty people up there, folks. I want to see some water pots filled up with water. I want God to turn into wine. And I want them thirsty people to get a drink, don't you? Somebody say, I love Jesus. Hallelujah. I want you to stand with me because I feel like preaching and preaching and preaching and preaching and preaching. Hallelujah. But I want you to get ready to fill them water pots up and do something for Jesus. The whole land is languishing, and they need some help. They need a harvest, and Elijah's been gone a long time. And it's been a dry spell. But glory to God, it's going to rain, folks. It's going to rain. It's going to rain. It's going to rain. Ask in the time of the latter rain. God said, and I'll give you that wonderful rain from heaven. God's going to make some bright clouds down here at Bethlehem. Hallelujah. And they're going to cloud up and rain all over the people. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Glory to God. I want some bright clouds now. I want some bright clouds. I've been asking God for some bright clouds. And we're going to drift over in Jeffersonville. And we're going to drift over in some other places. And we're going to water some dry, barren ground. And we're going to let them know that there's some water pots around that's got some water in it. Hallelujah! I said, we're going to let them know that God's got some water pots that's got some water in it. Hallelujah. You love Jesus? Hallelujah. Praise God. Now I get all excited every time I start talking. I always get excited. Praise God. How can you help but get excited? How can you help but get excited, folks? The closer you get to Him, the more excited you get. Old Elijah got to thinking, and he got to running. And he got to running, and he got to thinking. And the more he thought, the more he run, and the more he run, the more he thought. And Ahab with his fast running horses, and Jezebel with her chariot, after a while, here went old Elijah, just moving right on by like a streamlined train. And I imagine Ahab, he looked out there and he said, "Did you see that? Am I out of my head? Did you see that? Oh, was that Elijah? Oh, no, that couldn't be." But the more he thought on God, the more speed he gained. Glory to God, he lost all. He got excited, Brother Mike. He got excited. Old David said, "I got excited and I run through a troop and leaped over a wall." Praise God. Ezekiel got excited, and the first news you know, he just took a trip right through the air and landed over in the valley of dry bones. Oh, Peter saw Jesus and he got excited and he jumped overboard and started walking on the water. We need to get excited. Praise God. Let's get excited for God. That new wine's coming in. That new wine's coming in. It's going to make your heart merry and you're going to get excited. Praise God. You let a man sip on the bottle for a little bit and see if he don't get excited. Amen. He's the richest man. There ain't nobody around as rich as he is. There ain't nobody can do what he can do. And ain't nobody can talk like he can talk. There ain't nobody like him. Just give him another bottle. He's ready to go. Do you feel excited? All right, let's sing a little chorus together. Jesus said, "I'll come in and sip with you, folks. Not just sip, but I'll sup with you." Hallelujah. I want you to go up to Jeff and these other places. I want you to have your water pots filled up. People need a drink. They're thirsty now. They're thirsty. Oh, hallelujah. They're waiting for Jesus. They're waiting for Jesus. They're waiting for Jesus. Uramandarama Shirabariandaraba Sandramo Sandramananaina. And Jesus is going to come by. Hallelujah. Jesus is going to come by. Jesus is going to come by. Uramandaramanarabasaya. Hallelujah. They jumped and they hollered and they shouted and they cut themselves, but they didn't get any answer. But brother, I'll tell you, at the evening time of the sacrifice, old Elijah knew the time to offer the sacrifice. Hallelujah. He had that lamb without spot. I wonder if you're without spot. Glory to God, you can't find that unspotted lamb till the evening time. Did you know it? You can't find it. That message has got to come forth. And when it comes forth, then people are going to get that faith and they're going to realize that they're unspotted. Hallelujah. And that lamb without spot of the evening time. Hallelujah in the evening time. And God's going to answer by fire. God's going to answer by fire. The Bible said God answered by fire and he took up the wood and he took up the stones and he took up the sacrifice. He took up the bullocks. He took up everything on there. And brother, the rapture's close at hand. They've hollered and screamed and got no answer. But this lamb without spot and without wrinkle and without blemish. When Elijah calls, God's going to answer by fire. Hallelujah. He's going to answer by fire. God's going to answer by fire. It's time for the evening sacrifice. Are you ready? Are you ready? Hallelujah. Are you ready? Glory to God. I don't want to miss it, do you? The brothers sang the song, "I don't want to miss it, do you?" There'll be someone somewhere. They'll be looking for me, and I don't want to miss it, do you? Oh, hallelujah! Glory to God, they're looking for you tonight. They're looking for you tonight. Hallelujah, the angels in heaven have a jubilee over one soul coming to repentance rather than over 99 that need no repentance. My brother, let's win at least a soul to Jesus. And let's shout and dance and praise the Lord. Let's give glory unto God and rejoice with them that rejoice. Let's laugh with them that laugh. Let's sing with them that sang. Let's do what they do as they rejoice in the wonderful things of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You love Jesus? You love Jesus? Hallelujah.